join me in prayer. Father, every word in the Bible points to everything we have because of the gift of your Son, Jesus. Long before Jesus was born to a poor couple in a manger, the Old Testament foretold your plan to redeem people and restore our relationship with you. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through our endurance and the encouragement of Scripture, we might have hope. Rather than being a new story, the Christmas story puts meat on the bones of a very ancient tale, which enables us to embrace and embody its assurances in a world and to a world where hope feels elusive and far off. Some of us have suffered immensely this year, while others have suffered to lesser degrees. Father, we need your healing touch. Like our Old Testament ancestors, tragedies and hardships make us yearn for the advent, the arrival, the long-awaited return of the Messiah Christ. Over the next 4 weeks, millions of Christians around the world will worship in miraculous solidarity because of the hope, joy, peace, and love guaranteed by the Old Testament God who delivered on his promises through Mary's marvelous virgin birth. Through him, earth receives glimpses of heaven now. Through him, God's unfailing care for his creation is seen through the slow restoration of his image and people. Despite our many failures and doubts, the Christmas story is irrefutable physical evidence that God is always with us, that he always keeps his promises, that nothing and no one is too difficult, too messy, too dirty, and too far gone for his rescuing reach. Through him, Jesus Christ, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. As we experience Mary's magnificent praise song this morning, may your Spirit fill us with all joy, all peace, and all love in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.